This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case from Martha's Vineyard that, for thousands of immigrants, could mean the difference between staying in this country and being deported. To understand what's being argued this morning, we meet the man at the center of it all, a Brazilian immigrant who overstayed his visa and for almost 16 years has lived on the vineyard. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story.
Martha's Vineyard is best known as a summer vacation mecca, hosting the Obamas and other celebrities who enjoy the polished charm of the island getaway. After a 45-minute ferry ride, you arrive in Vineyard Haven, where you can rent bikes or a Mini Cooper to explore the island. The population explodes in the busy summer months, but this time of year, the island is buzzing with a different energy, with year-rounders tackling home improvement projects.
See all this? That goes down 12 inches, well, even more.
That's like an L-shape, just for protection from skunks.
Wesley Pereira and Gail Meister have been neighbors for more than a decade. On this cool spring day, they're checking out the new skunk-proof fencing Pereira installed around the foundation of Meister's cottage.
There were six of them under there, six skunks.
Their two homes share a single driveway that empties into a wide open field. The day we meet, Pereira is wearing a Patriots hat and a hooded sweatshirt with an outline of Martha's Vineyard stenciled on the chest. The word home is printed in lowercase letters. Sitting down at his dining room table, Pereira explains he came to the U.S. from Brazil on a tourist visa when he was 19 years old and never left. After living in Boston for a few years, he ventured out to the vineyard, where there are plenty of jobs, he says, for people willing to work hard. And it's been home ever since.
And I say I'm New England, New Englander now. So clam chowder, Patriots. Even my dog is a Boston Terrier.
Pereira, now 37 and married, works as a painter, landscaper, and handyman. Both of his U.S. citizen daughters were born on the island.
For raised kids, here is the best place you can have it. My daughter can bike to the library. The life quality here is very high.
But as much as Pereira and his family enjoy island living, there's an uncertainty that weighs heavily upon all of them.
I'm in another stage now. What could happen? That's the problem. What could happen? We don't know.
The uncertainty dates back to 2006, when federal immigration officials sent Pereira what's called a notice to appear, charging him with overstaying his visa. By statute, this notice to appear should have given the date and time of the hearing, but it didn't. And that forms the basis of the Supreme Court case and may very well determine Pereira's future.
Because once proper service has been made, it stops the time, quote unquote, for a non-citizen who is trying to accrue 10 years of presence in this country.
Sarah Sherman Stokes is an immigration attorney and associate director of Boston University's Immigrants' Rights Program.
There's something called 10-year cancellation of removal, but that's only eligible to folks who have been here for 10 years or more without having their time stopped.
So imagine a clock. If you're an immigrant living in the U.S. without authorization, a clock starts ticking the moment you enter the country. If your clock, your time in the country, hits 10 years, under some circumstances, you could be eligible to stay in the country. The government says, though, once a notice to appear is issued, it stops the clock from accruing more time. David Zimmer, one of Pereira's attorneys, says this is the crux of the argument before the Supreme Court.
The issue in this case is what happens if the government serves something that it calls a notice to appear, but that says that the time and place the proceedings will be held is yet to be determined.
Zimmer argues the government isn't living up to its statutory obligations when it issues incomplete notices, like the one Pereira received. More than a year passed before Pereira was actually assigned a court date. It was a year lost from his clock.
There are a lot of people who are in this situation where they have this time in between the two notices, and they need to know whether or not it counts. And if it does count, then that could determine whether they're eligible for cancellation of removal.
The government is initiating deportation proceedings with a notice to appear. It shouldn't matter exactly when and where and at what hour those proceedings are going to take place.
Jessica Vaughn is director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors stricter immigration enforcement. She says the government's obligation is fulfilled and the clock is stopped the moment a notice to appear is issued. And it's unreasonable, she says, to expect the government to know every detail about a future proceeding. Appellate courts across the country have disagreed on this very question of what information needs to be included in a notice to appear in order for the government to stop an immigrant's so-called clock. Sarah Sherman-Stokes at Boston University says these differing opinions are what makes Pereira's case ripe for a Supreme Court decision.
Both sides agree that this issue will remain entrenched. Unless the Supreme Court addresses this, the circuit split is likely to remain.
She says it's unclear just how many people could become eligible for this relief from deportation if the court rules in favor of Pereira, but the impact could be profound. For Pereira, it could mean the difference between staying on the island he loves and returning to his native Brazil.
I try don't think much because don't help. So I try focus and other things because it's not going to help at all. Just wait. That's my thing now.
Until then, Pereira's clock stands still while his life goes on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.